So what's happening on the back of a branding chat today? Now, branding is so important for businesses. What I find talking to businesses every day is that most people don't have an understanding of what a brand is. Mm. I know we talk about activity and building activity into your day today, and that's our theme over the next few weeks. But so what's happening with the One Casey brand?
Yeah, look, the One Casey brand, I'm just having a little bit of an issue getting our uniforms done, but we're working with New Balance and brand new uniforms. So the One Casey will be definitely on our new uniforms. Mm-hmm. The cafes at Arc Race and just outside Endeavour, there's a new kiosk, and we're going to be rebranding those as One Casey Cafes. Now, we're working with a designer. We've gone through quite a few designs there because we just want it right, and haven't quite nailed that yet. But as I said, probably I thought it would be happening by now, but just taking a little bit longer than we thought to really get that brand out. But we're going through all of our marketing and changing that to the One Casey look. And also we've got the onecasey.com.au up and running, and you can access all of our centres through that website.
So it's a massive job. People don't really have an understanding of just how big it is to go through a brand change.
Absolutely.
And it's an education process, but also it needs to be staged out. Yeah. If you just roll it out all in one hit, people are confused, and you don't want to create confusion just by bringing it out in bits and pieces. People start to associate with that brand, understand there's been a change. Not a complete takeover, it's just a change.
It is a change, and I think for me, it's about bringing consistency, and it's not only a brand change, it's a philosophy change, it's the way we manage the centres, it's the way that all of our members can access the centres as well. So, it is a big change for everyone, and looking forward over the next few months, there'll be even a lot more changes, including 24/7 gym access.
Wow.
We're timeline for October.
Oh, wow.
At Race and Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre.
That'd be perfect for me, because I am not sleeping at all at the moment, so I'd be wide awake. I can head on down and jump on the equipment.
Absolutely.
Be awesome.
A little bit more of a challenge there at ARC, isn't it, with the way that it's set up?
It is, yes. But we think with Endeavour and Race, we've got both ends of the city covered.
Yes.
Chatting about activity over the next few weeks and being able to build. People are busy, and I know that there's a lot of people make excuses of how busy they are, and there's no excuse because you can always find some moments through the day. But being able to build activity into your daily routine is really important.
Look, it is really important. I think you nailed it right there, Daz, when you said there are moments during the day. Mm. And what I thought today, we could actually talk about what we do to build activity into our day.
Yep.
So there's the simple things, and everyone knows, you don't park right next to the shop or wherever you're going.
Yep.
You park a few blocks away.
It's good for you and your car.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. And you get a few of those steps up. Daz, you've been in my office at work, and I've got a stand-up desk.
Yep.
Do I stand up all day? No. But I'd spend a lot of the day standing up when I'm actually in my office, which is a lot at the moment. But so you're standing up. So even though you're not moving a lot, you're still active by standing as well.
Can I just say, one person that's doing it really well at the moment was an idol of mine when I was growing up, was Greg Norman. Now, Greg Norman, across his Instagram now and his Facebook, he will find himself in areas. He might be in a lift, and he'll get someone to film him, and he'll be just doing chest ups on railings or something.
Oh,
and
wow.
I remember a post of his says, it doesn't matter where you are, how busy you are, you can always find time to get activity into your life. And I think, look how good a shape he is for his age. I mean, he's in great shape, but he spends the time to make sure he stays in great shape. It doesn't matter where he's, and he's got a very busy lifestyle.
Absolutely. A classic there, like you rather than taking the elevator, if you're only going up a couple of flights,
no stairs.
Just take the stairs.
Do you know it's quicker to go? Well, I know in the building I work in, so we use two floors.
Yes.
It is quicker to walk up the stairs, so you get there faster before the people that get in the lift end up there. It's much quicker.
Exactly right. So it is that sort of thing that you can do easily. Now, a lot of people spend a lot of time in their car, and you look at taxi drivers and truck drivers, etc. But when you stop, and taxi drivers are a classic, and I once heard of a taxi driver who actually greeted every person, got out and opened the door.
I love that.
And the reason they didn't wasn't necessarily about customer service. It was about being active and doing something. And what they would do, they would open the door. They'd actually do a bit of a stretch while they're opening the door. And,
all right,
walking
drivers,
around the car.
Listen up for your star ratings.
Exactly right. Yep. So it's simple stuff like that. And everyone's different. And I was right into this many years ago, but when I was, it was all about building activity during the day. So, rather than walking straight to the place. Perhaps, you know, if you're going to the shopping centre, don't walk straight to the shop. Take the long way around. So it's only, what, a minute or two extra?
Yep.
But it gets you active as
well. I like to print to the printer at the far end of the office. So there's one right next to my desk, or you can print all the way down the other end and just go for a little stretch.
What a great idea.
You've got to walk past the biscuits to get there, though, just saying.
Oh, that's good, though. That's good.
Well, you're right. Whether you stop or not is your choice.
It is your choice.
It's like
and a lot of this is about choice.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's about thinking, well, what can I do? How can I be more active? Now, I was in a meeting from probably 1 o'clock to 5:30 yesterday, but I sat there the whole afternoon. And when it was only about 5 o'clock, I thought, I should have stood. I should just stand. And I do that quite often. I just stand up in a meeting.
Yep.
It's not that I'm dismissing myself from the meeting or anything, but I just stand and I'll listen and I'll be engaged. But all of a sudden, you're building some activity there and you're helping your body, because we just do spend far too much time sitting down.
It's interesting with activity, what people, I think, tend to, and I have never thought this way either. You're thinking, I've got to find 30 minutes in my day somewhere. I've got to find 30 minutes. How am I haven't got 30 minutes right now. But then why not just break it up into 10 moments of 3 minutes?
Exactly.
And 3 minutes is easy to find through the day. Just do something for 3 minutes or whatever that number is. Break it down into the bite-sized pieces. It's still going to give you 30 minutes. And you're doing a whole lot of activity on a more regular basis than just hitting it for 30 minutes, and you're still getting the same time.
100%. A classic... Getting water for your water bottle.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, Daz, you know Casey Ark well, and all I do is, oh, I need some water. I've got some. No, I'll just walk up to the gym. I'll get to the filtered fresh water and walk back.
Yep.
So what is it? It's a minute maybe, you know, but it's still something. And I suppose a lot of this is about walking. It's about standing. It's about, you know, doing things rather than just sitting down.
Yeah.
That'd be a good question for you is if I live in a two-story townhouse. I've got some good stairs there. What would be a good activity for stairs? Just up and back and up and back?
Absolutely.
Or are there routines that you can actually find on the line to create some activity around stairs?
Look, you could do lots of different things with stairs. Yep. You know, certainly using the stairs for things like push-ups, either make it harder or easier to do push-ups. But once again, I'm a believer, just get your whole body moving.
Yep.
Just walk up and down. And the fact is, you know, during an ad break, go downstairs or upstairs, either way, and come back down or up. You know, go back.
Yep.
So you've
got stairs at your place too, haven't you?
Yes, I have, So we're upstairs at home, and I pop downstairs and pop upstairs. It's really simple stuff, but it takes a bit of discipline.
You go into your life. You go down the stairs and then just walk away. You walk along your hallway with all your Richmond stuff there and drool, or do a little drool, and up to the bathroom, wipe your chin, and then back up the stairs again.
Jeez, that's pretty much it, Daz.
Oh, he's got a great setup in his place.
So, look, hey, last week we talked about throwing away the scales.
Yep.
This week, and I'm a firm believer in that, this week it's just about building activity into your life, whether you're doing the exercise or not, but it is really important to move your body.
Absolutely.